When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello and welcome back to the Morning Mindset Podcast. As always, I am your host, Paul Markle. Today we're going to talk about goals. Now, we've spoken about goals before, and if you've been paying attention to this show for a while, you're like, yeah, Paul, I get it. Goals are good, and you should write them down, and there you go. I have been doing that for a number of years. Matter of fact, probably 30 years or so, writing down goals and what have you. But sometimes you find that you're not reaching your goals. Let's say you've written them down, whether it's a strength goal or a business goal or a sales goal or whatever. You realize that you're not quite reaching your goals. And this can be extremely frustrating. You say, well, Paul, I did what you said. I wrote down my goal, and I wrote down short-term goals, and I wrote down midterm, and then long-term, and I did all that you suggested, and I didn't reach my goals. I did not achieve what I thought I was going to achieve. Well, from a strength perspective, let's say that your goal is to, let's say you're a younger man, you're in your 30s, or you're in your 20s, and you want to do 2, 3, 4, 5. The 2, 3, 4, 5 is a 200-pound overhead press, a 300-pound bench press, a 400-pound squat, and a 500-pound deadlift. The 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, my coach and trainer, Matt Reynolds, said that any healthy, physically fit adult male under age 40 with proper training should be able to reach the 2, 3, 4, 5 goal. That is a goal to have. Now, when I started on my journey, he said, all right, what is your goal? Now, when I started, I was 49 years old when I started the Starting Strength Barbell Logic training program. And I thought, I don't have the testosterone production capabilities that I had when I was 18, 19, 20 years old. So I set more practical goals. My goal was 150, 250, 350, 450. I dropped 50 pounds off each one. You say, all right, great, Paul. That's fantastic for you. But what does that have to do with me? Well, when it comes to strength training goals, you may not be reaching them. And you say, I'm not reaching my goal, and I'm frustrated because I'm doing the work. You say, I'm out there, and I'm doing the work. I go to the gym, and I do everything I'm supposed to do, but I'm not reaching my goals. It could be because you're missing something. It might not just be the strength training. And often if we're trying to achieve our goals, we focus on achieving our goals in one way. We focus on one avenue or one aspect of goal achievement. And when it comes to strength training, you say, well, I go to the gym and I follow my coach's instructions. I do the prescribed lifts, I do the prescribed weight, the number, all that jazz, and I'm not reaching my goals. Why is that? Well, because that's only one part of the whole journey toward reaching your goals. When it comes to fitness and strength training, you can't just go out in the gym and push weights and still eat bags of Doritos and drink Mountain Dew. if you think, well, I'm just going to eat bags of Doritos and drink Mountain Dew and I'm going to reach my strength training goals, you're wrong. Because diet and proper nutrition is part of it. Also, if you like to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time, just like Eddie Murphy, and you're not getting good sleep, restful sleep. If you want to reach your strength training goals, you need to sleep. You need to get restful sleep. You can't stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning, get up at 7 and go. Now, I used to be able to do that, but I wasn't when I was really young. You know, I was in the Marine Corps. I could stay out till 2 o'clock, get up at 06 and go for the rest of the day, maybe grab a nap or something like that. But if you're hoping to get strong, it's not just about lifting the weights. There are other aspects. And you say, all right, great, Paul, that's cool, but I'm not lifting the weights like you, and I really don't care about that. All right, what if it's a business goal? What if it's a sales goal? What if you're trying to get ahead in your company? You're trying to get ahead in whatever personal endeavor it is. You may be focusing really hard on one avenue and leaving behind some of the others. If you're not reaching your goals, it might be time to step back and evaluate the procedure. Evaluate the process. How are you doing it and why are you doing it? Like I said, with the goals, with the strength goals, it's not enough just to go do the exercises. It's not enough just to do the lifts. You have to get proper nutrition and you have to get proper sleep. You have to get good sleep. Now, if you're just sleeping all the time, that's not going to help either. When it comes to business goals, when it comes to reaching your personal goals, if you're not reaching your goals and you're getting frustrated, this might be a good time to step back and do an evaluation. Is there something missing? Now, in strength training, we call it programming. Is there something missing in your programming? And when a coach, when someone goes to a coach and says, hey, I'm not achieving the goals that I thought I was supposed to achieve, what the coach will do, what a good coach will do, is he will evaluate the programming. And sometimes when they evaluate the programming, it means making a change. And this is something that you might have to do if you're not reaching your goals. You might have to evaluate your programming. How are you doing it? What are you doing? And if you've been doing the same thing over and over again, if you've been doing the same thing for weeks or months or years, and you're not reaching your goals, then now is the time to reevaluate your programming. And programming isn't just for strength training. Programming can actually be for your whole life. This might be a good time to say, to do a gut check and say, all right, I'm not reaching my goals. I've been doing the same thing for weeks, for months, for maybe years even, and I'm not reaching my goals. Well, now's the time to reevaluate and say, you know what? Maybe I'm going about it the wrong way. Or maybe there's something missing. Now, I can't tell you what that is because I don't know what your situation is. But if you're not reaching your goals, this might be time to reevaluate your programming, take a look at what you're doing, and figure out if something is missing. And then make an adjustment and go back and do it again. How's that sound? Does that sound good to you guys? Because that's all I've got for you today. I am your host, Paul Markle. Oh, and thank you. If any of you that went recently to Amazon or Kindle and purchased one of my books, whether it's the Legion of Michael book or the Morning Mindset book or the Fighting Solves Everything book, if you've done that, thank you very much. If you're sharing this on your favorite podcast player, you know, if you're listening to this on iHeartRadio or Spotify or anywhere, you can share. There's a little share button, and you can let other people listen too. That would be a cool thing. All right, I'm your host, Paul Markle. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.